Dr. Jim's More County Today is presented as a public service by HMA Marketing Associates. HMA is where social media, innovative advertising, and techno wizardry combine to produce results.
Welcome, friends, to Dr. Jim's More County Today. I happen to be Dr. Jim Polakoff, and as many of our followers know, the purpose of these weekly podcasts is to introduce you to the unique flavor of Moore County's local businesses, healthcare innovations, and entertainment happenings in our area. If you're a business owner or manager, I'm about to demonstrate how you can inexpensively increase your revenues. And I really emphasize the word inexpensively. What I'm going to share with you today are proven successful strategies that range from clever social media to unique guerrilla marketing, and how you can get free press coverage for your business. But first, let me introduce the producer of this podcast and president of HMA Marketing Associates, Michelle Polakoff.
Hi.
Now, Michelle's going to pose questions on behalf of business owners and managers such as yourself. She's also going to comment on business, well, methods to cost effectively attract more customers and increase your earnings.
I'm looking forward to it.
I bet you are. Anyway, let's begin with the most cost-effective form of marketing and Michelle's specialty. It's called social media. Michelle, according to the Pew Research Center report on social media usage, nearly two-thirds of the American adults use social media on a daily basis. I understand this is more than a tenfold increase within the last decade.
True.
Well, Michelle, this is where you come in. Talk about an expert. You're one of the few certified social media specialists in North Carolina. So why don't we begin with what it actually takes to become a certified social media specialist?
Absolutely. To become a certified social media specialist, it simply means I needed to complete a media doctorate. Then I take a certain amount of course hours each and every year to stay certified. It's sort of like the doctors do with their CME credits each year. My courses are run by Google, Facebook, and other leaders in social media. When there's a change, I've got to know about it. The last go-around of changes were quite interesting. We're adding artificial intelligence to the things that I need to know about. AI is taking center stage.
Very interesting. It's almost kind of like these movies that we've been seeing lately. Kind of scary in a sense. Now, you call it AI.
Yes.
Which is artificial intelligence. And tell us more about the data that we can receive from this.
The wonderful thing about AI is it's helping us. So a lot of people are nervous and worried that it's pushing us out of the way, when truly it's helping us in things like our Facebook advertising. It will help us read data and get to the appropriate channels and people that are looking for us. So it's deeper customer understanding.
So you actually become more of a space, so you might say, Facebook entrepreneur, and that makes sense. Now, I understand that there's another fascinating term that only a certified specialist can deal with, and it's known as autonomous sensory media response. That's a mouthful.
Yes.
Usually you refer to it ASMR. Is that autonomous sensory meridian response?
Yes.
Okay, so describe its importance to social media.
ASMR refers to a static-like tingling sensation you get on the skin from audio.
You mean you're going to kind of scratch yourself? I mean, that's sort of tingly sensation?
No, it's that response that our body gets, those goosebumps, if you will, when you're listening to something and you have good audio, and it brings a sense to the body. It's, you can actually feel the marketing. It's a mind-moving body sensation. And it's wonderful because it's something that isn't really being used yet. So if you incorporate it, you'll be at the forefront.
I think what you're describing, you're already getting my toes tingling. Anyway, why don't you explain how we incorporate ASMR into social media marketing?
ASMR is a new frontier for social media marketers. It gives us the opportunity to think about clients and services in a whole new perspective. Rather just featuring something, you have to look at it from a new way of bringing audio to it. I'm sure you've seen the commercials where they're now cracking beers and we get the fizzle sense.
Yes.
It's a tool that brings a physical response through marketing. It's so new and so wonderful. We need to tap into it to get to the forefront of marketing.
So I think what you've been telling us is these are two new things. First of all, this artificial intelligence, and I doubt that many people are, well, many business owners are actually aware of it, let alone using it. And then you combine that with this ASMR and you get this tingling sensation, something that kind of motivates people.
Yes.
Well, that's very impressive, I got to admit. Now, perhaps you can explain how, well, let's talk about Facebook. I mean, the last time I looked, there's about, I think it was 1.6 billion active users. Mm-hmm. And it continues, we know this, Facebook continues to be one of the most popular social mediums. So what's the difference? I'm curious, because I use Facebook both for business and personal, but what's the difference between using Facebook for personal use as well as business?
Well, that is a wonderful question. Facebook for personal use is more of an anything goes platform. Facebook monitors what is being shared with less rules for just average personal pages. The rules go up as you become a business page. For example, if you're not doing what Facebook considered as sharing socially and you're not being a social business, you'll get less viewership. Facebook wants to see you posting in a certain frequency. Don't overpost and don't underpost.
So it hasn't really, it's, there's a big difference between that and how you do things personally.
Oh, absolutely. They also want to know that you know how to use your hashtags, and don't overuse hashtags. We're not the same platform when we're using Facebook. Lots of rules for business, and we know them as algorithms.
Okay, so boy, it sounds like, you know, far more than just your personal use of Facebook. Again, I'm not sure how many business owners or managers are really up on this and understand the difference, because you, I guess you can get penalized if you don't understand the difference, am I right?
Absolutely. So Facebook is starting to hide business pages from the timelines. So when somebody isn't participating in the way Facebook considers friendly or social and following their rules, they will actually remove you from being seen. Somebody will have to search for your content rather than you just appearing.
Wow. Well, there's a reason that Facebook bought Instagram. I'm telling you, Zuckerberg, he always seems to be a step ahead of everything. So, but anyway, Instagram is obviously the up and coming, particularly for certain generations of consumers. However, the most traditional business owners, in my opinion at least, aren't taking advantage of this platform. Am I correct?
Absolutely, it is true. Back in 2012, Facebook could see Instagram for what it really was, and they made a $1 billion purchase.
Hmm.
And it was...
Now that's on the cheap right now, considering the stock of Instagram, unbelievable.
Yes, it was a very, very smart move on their part, because Instagram is where it's at these days. People have moved to Instagram not just for social uses. While the feeds are more inspirational and you're getting a happier vibe than you do these days on Facebook, it's a lot more than that. What's happening over on Instagram is that you can actually make sales. Shoppers are able to do shopping right there on the app. They're even going to be announcing a rollout of a payment. You don't leave Instagram. You can shop and pay right there.
Sounds like a taste of Amazon almost. But your small and medium-sized businesses can actually sell merchandise or even services for that matter, but particularly merchandise in that fashion over Instagram. And you've got, obviously, you've got people who are, you know, using Instagram. They're using it, you know, on their smartphones. They're using it on their tablets, let alone their computers.
Absolutely.
So this is something I would think a business should look into. And obviously, using Instagram today in today's market is extremely important for any business.
Absolutely. And it definitely helps that shop local, because when you're working within your community, people don't always have time to come into your store. Now they can shop local from the virtual reality of wherever they are.
Well, shop local. That's a great, great adage. Well, there's much more to social media.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's Twitter, there's LinkedIn, there's Snapchat, which is really growing. I mean, that's, I'm going to save that for another interview because too much to cover in this one.
Yes.
So, but let's, before we get off of social media, let's address the big daddy of them all.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, obviously, Google made an important purchase a number of years ago when it bought YouTube.
Yes.
And now I understand that YouTube is actually even, well, as far as the followers on YouTube, they're actually more than on Facebook. I noticed an article in Forbes magazine recently that the number of American adults using YouTube online or on their phones has climbed to 73%.
Yes.
Now that's more than Facebook, which came in recently at 68%. So what we're really talking about is the fact that YouTube is the biggest social medium of all.
Absolutely. YouTube is an incredible tool for businesses to use. And what gets me most for local businesses in our area is that they just aren't using it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how few local businesses, medium and local, medium size, small size, aren't using YouTube. It's unbelievable.
It's because they're scared. They don't realize that twice as many small businesses could use it and use it successfully. The importance is that they don't need to spend money on producing these big productions. YouTube is about being social. They want to know who the business is. They want to see you for what you really are. So get out there and start making videos. Your presentation lets your client know what's happening.
And I think what you're saying is you can do these presentations for YouTube on the cheap. I mean, I hate to use that terminology, but there are ways that these presentations can be either totally inexpensive or sometimes hardly any cost at all.
Absolutely. We produce videos, as you know, for our clients sometimes no cost at all.
Well, we're not going to give away any secrets today, Michelle. I mean, those are secrets that are actually something we're going to keep under the covers, at least today. So anybody wants to know more about it, we're happy to talk to them. But anyway, in fact, I really would like to move forward with some additional marketing considerations. There's more ways than we can actually market a smaller, medium-sized business can market very inexpensively.
I bet you're about to talk about guerrilla marketing.
Well, not to belabor a pun, but this is a topic business owners can go ape over. I'm sorry about that pun. They say the pun is the lowest form of humor, so I won't try much of that at least. But actually, this is a concept retailers and service providers should take seriously. You know, it's the goal of guerrilla marketing to leverage creativity, imagination, and originality in place of a big budget.
Yes.
Now, the smart small businesses with limited budgets often employ guerrilla marketing to compete with the larger companies.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us a couple examples of that?
Okay, here's an easy one. Business cards. Too many businesses have dull, boring business cards. I mean, just think of how many opportunities you, or for that matter, your employees, have to pass out business cards. There are meetings, social gatherings, conferences, church, restaurants, and laundromats with bulletin boards. Even dental and medical offices where you can check in by handing the receptionist your business card. It's great advertising. The idea is to create cards which are either impressive or snazzy or clever or even funny for that matter.
Absolutely.
So these kind of cards get people to take notice. Now you can have produced a terrific, really cost-effective business card, and you're going to have a lasting advertisement. And there's just too many businesses who, I can't believe the many businesses that don't even give their employees business cards. Use this for social activities. If your employees bowl, for example, they can, you know, pass them out at bowling alleys, at theaters when they meet friends. I mean, there are so many ways to pass out business cards and have a terrific advertisement.
Absolutely. What about specialty businesses offering non-retail products like tiles for kitchen or bathroom?
All right, that's a good question. Kind of unknown things that you don't look around for, you don't see ads for in newspapers or TV. You know, I'm going to tell you a story.
All right.
I mean, I'm going to cut the story short because it's really a long story. But I once had a client who sold marble tabletops. All right, now, he had very little money to advertise. And for that matter, how many people really think of a marble tabletop as a coffee table? Or if they do, where they're going to find it?
Sounds like a challenge.
Indeed it is. So this is where imaginative guerrilla marketing comes into play. Michelle, are you aware that a check can be cashed on any material? Now, writing a check doesn't need to come from a checkbook.
Really? That'll be a surprise to the listeners.
Yeah, that's a big surprise to many people. Well, I found this out. And I went to a local bank. And as a matter of fact, they were doing some promotion around their bank. I thought this was the ideal bank to go to. And I offered them what I termed a win-win publicity opportunity. I proposed that my client come into the bank, write a check on a marble slab, and cash it. And believe it or not, the bank agreed.
Oh my goodness, what happened next?
Okay, the next thing is what I did is I drafted a press release describing what was going to happen, and I widely distributed to all media with the headline, "This is a check that won't bounce." And of course it wouldn't bounce because it was going to be written on a slab of marble.
Oh my gosh, so clever! I suppose the client received some good coverage.
Beyond my expectations. The ABC, CBS, and NBC television affiliates showed up to cover the event. The next day, in fact, a clip even showed on Good Morning America. All of the newspapers within a 70-mile radius showed up and ran articles with pictures showing this check written on marble that was cashed by the bank. My client became famous without one single dime being spent.
Wow, that is huge.
Yes, and that's a good example of guerrilla marketing.
Absolutely. So the media can also be a good marketing ally?
Of course. Now, you know, getting your business featured on the media, keep this in mind, is free advertising. Now, there are so many ways to accomplish this. Take a barbershop or a beauty salon, for example. There was an innovative beauty salon that offered free haircuts to the homeless. Now, this wasn't only a good deed for the community, but it attracted a great deal of media coverage for the salon because it was a good thing that the salon was doing for the public, and in turn, the salon got a lot of publicity.
So you can help yourself by helping others.
Absolutely. Keep this in mind. Good deeds yield good results. But I want to add another thing. It's also a good idea for business owners to educate consumers. Let's say, for example, that you own an automobile repair shop. And people are always leery about these quotes on repairing automobiles. And, you know, you can offer potential customers some good information how to avoid being taken advantage of. Or let's say in plain language, how to avoid getting ripped off. The same thing with furniture dealers, for example. They can educate the public on how to choose sofas and chairs which provide long-lasting materials. I mean, you know, that we're concerned. We buy a sofa, we buy a chair. You know, is the material going to be ripped easily? Is it going to be soiled without much of a problem? Or is that going to be a big problem? The idea is if you educate your customers, you really can point out these things that they're interested in.
So on the name of education, are newsletters the best educational tool?
Well, that's one avenue. But my first choice is to build or add creativity to your website. This provides businesses an opportunity to effectively educate and market their service or products. Additionally, if you utilize strategically, shall we say, engineered search engine optimization, known as SEO, that's going to attract new customers for your business. And this information that you give to the public is actually going to create interest on your website, more people following you on the site, more people coming into your store or taking advantage of your service.
Oh, absolutely. So Your final words of advice, Dr. Jim.
Marketing your business on a limited budget is completely possible. Don't think you have to spend a lot of money to keep up with the competition. You know, with a very little cash outlay, your business can compete with competitors who spend thousands of dollars each month on advertising. All you need to do is be creative. Think out of the box. Utilize your social media well. You know, start doing some guerrilla marketing. And obviously, educate your prospective public. You'd be surprised how little you need to spend to get new customers and add revenues to your business.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks for being part of our family. And remember, Dr. Jim's Moore County Today is broadcast every week. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or for that matter, any podcast app you choose. So let's be friends. Keep dreaming, keep living joyfully, and keep sharing. This is the motto from which true friends arise.
If you are a business, healthcare professional, or represent local entertainment and wish to be featured on Dr. Jim's Moore County Today podcast, simply visit the website of HMA Marketing Associates and complete our form. The website is hmago.com, and that is hmago.com.